USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
An SUV overloaded with people pulled out in front of a semi-truck towing two trailers of gravel in Holtville, California, 10 miles north of the Mexican border on Tuesday morning. At least a dozen people died and others were hospitalized. Passengers in the SUV ranged in age from 15 to 53. Floodwaters began receding in several hard-hit Kentucky counties Tuesday as weary officials and residents prepared to assess the damage to homes, businesses, and roads. Significant flooding occurred in several eastern Kentucky counties, where one county official said the water was unlike anything he has ever seen. The Kentucky River at Boonville in Osley County crested at 44.3 feet Monday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott announced he is lifting most of the remaining coronavirus restrictions, including its statewide mask mandate and capacity restrictions on businesses. The new order goes into effect March 10th. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I had started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50, and, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
This really is some exciting news, so let's dig a little deeper. Texas Governor Greg Abbott is ending all capacity restrictions on businesses and ending the mask mandate in the state of Texas. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Speaking in Lubbock, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said people do not need the state telling them how to operate.
All businesses of any type are allowed to open 100%. Also, I am ending the statewide mask mandate.
Texas businesses can still limit capacity, require a face mask, or take other safety measures if they so choose. But the state mandate will end next week.
California Governor Gavin Newsom called the restriction lifting mandate reckless. Time will tell. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
NASCAR is on the way to the Mojave Desert this weekend. The Pennzoil 400, presented by Jiffy Lube, will be Sunday at the Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Austin Dillon in the number 3 Chevy was asked by Motor Racing Network, what is it about the Las Vegas Motor Speedway that can make it a challenging track?
You know, Vegas is one of my favorite tracks. Always been a rough place as far as turn one goes, and being able to turn through the bumps is very important. Turn three, you can't really miss the entry. It starts there. But yeah, the track has gotten a lot of character, over the last, couple of years, and that's what makes it fun to drive on and really kind of challenge yourself to be disciplined on your marks. And I mean, I really enjoy the track, and, you saw Kurt Busch be able to win, in the playoffs. We had a pretty solid run going, and I think we had a belt break. So, we've got a solid baseline for Vegas and want to continue the speed that we've shown the first two races.
Cole Custer in the 41 Ford was asked about the surface of the Las Vegas Motor Speedway.
Oh, well, it's a track that's kind of transitioning into that field, I guess you'd say. So it's getting there. It's starting to get a little bit more wore out, but it's also the big thing there is just the bumps. The surface might not be extremely worn, but they have just huge bumps. So it's does bring a huge challenge into how the driver is going to make it through the bumps and how the team's going to set the car up through it.
The race starts at 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.